This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 36. It says there, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." End of quote. Every day we have a compelling choice to make: show mercy or revenge. We can show our animosity and hatred, or we can choose to be merciful and forgiving. Are you quick to announce people's mistakes and blunders, or do you try to fly over them and ignore them for the sake of mercy? Do you keep a record of their failures? Recently, I heard a man saying he hurt someone and asked forgiveness. However, the offendee would not forgive even after asking for forgiveness. E.A. Buchanery wrote in Vocation of Gadfly, he said, "Mercy is far better than justice, even if it is your right to ask for it." End of quote. You may have the right to ask for justice and judgment. However, mercy shines and triumphs over it million times. Munir Khan said, "A merciful heart beats contently stronger than many vengeful ones." End of quote. Did you stop and think why people generally spots, appreciate, and highlight merciful and forgiving acts rather than vengeance, revenge, and demands of justice? Mercy, grace, love, and forgiveness are not usual and human, but unusual and divine. Bible says wisdom that comes from heaven is full of mercy and good fruit. James 3:17. The source of true wisdom is God, and listen, it is full of mercy and sweet fruits of kindness. In our today's Bible Insight, Jesus says, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." Jesus was referring to our Father in heaven, the living God who created the heavens and the earth, and human beings and all we see around us. The book of Psalms 145:8-9 says this about the Lord our Father in heaven. It says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." End of quote. The same verse is repeated several times in the Old Testament and New Testament book in the Bible. Did you notice the description of our Father in heaven? Gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. He has tender mercies over all his works. We know this earth is filled with wickedness, evil deeds, crimes, and unfair practices. God can destroy this earth in a matter of seconds if he wants to. However, the Bible says the only reason why people are not consumed by a holy God is just that of his mercy. The book of Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." End of quote. Lamentations 3:22-23 says this verse. Bible says, "God is patient with you, not want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." If God would implement his judgment immediately, then there would not be an opportunity left to repent and change our evil behaviors. God is merciful to offer us time after time to repent of our sinful behaviors and acts. Beloved, we should give mercy to those who make mistakes and errors, according to the mercy we received from God. What was the portion of mercy we received? Bible says in Romans 5 this, "God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, he sent his one and only Son, Christ, and he died for our errors, mistakes, and sins." If God showed his mercy while we were sinners, we ought to show the same type of mercy to others. The one who received much would give more. Every day, choose mercy and forgiveness over revenge and hatred. Then you will be free to move forward with your divinely designed plans and purposes without restraints. And the other person would have an opportunity to experience the divine dynamite and transforming power of mercy and grace. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, give me a merciful and forgiving heart to those who offend me. I know I am unable to do this without your help. I understand your mercy and love you showed for me. I know you sent your one and only Son, Jesus, to this earth. He willingly died for all of my sins in my place and paid it all. Then he rose again from the dead on the third day. Lord, please come to my life and transform me with your divine power. May I live for your plans and purposes the rest of my life. In the name of Christ I pray, Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.